Hey, 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 Transfer Cats. Welcome back to 30 Days to Transfer. I am your host, Transfer Man. And following up from our interview episode, I just wanted to tell you guys, I think I did really well at my job interview today. The supervisor said they were looking for someone responsible. I said, look no further. Whenever there was trouble at my previous company, they said I was always responsible. Oh, well, I hope that doesn't happen to you. Anyway, today we are diving into a topic that isn't always fun, but trust me, it is a game changer, and that is budgeting. Budgeting's kind of like flossing your teeth, right? You don't love doing it, but if you don't, you're gonna definitely regret it later. All right, speaking of regret, here's today's dad joke. Why don't banks ever get tired? Because they have unlimited reserves. Oh, my econ majors, you all get that one. No, seriously. All right, we're talking about a lot of tips for saving money and getting ready for next year. So this is actually super beneficial episode for you today. And I want to kick it off by starting about instant versus delayed gratification, right? So this is simple, but a really kind of powerful concept. So instant gratification is buying that $6 latte every morning because it feels good right now, right? And delayed gratification is making coffee at home, saving those $6, and using that money later for something life-changing, like tuition, travel, or, you know, a college degree, right? So every financial choice you make is like casting a vote for your future self. Think about it. Delayed gratification, getting that college degree down the road, versus instant gratification, getting those new pair of sneakers now, right? So I almost kind of, you know, teaching psychology, I almost look at it like the id versus the ego, right? So let your ego take a little bit more control here and realize the rational self, that delayed gratification is what we're going to have to think about as a college student. All right, here's some quick tips for quick wins in saving money. Tracking your money. Have you ever tried this? There's free apps like Mint or like a Google Sheet. Just tracking, where does your money go? I know a lot of banking apps have that, you know, for free. You can see what categories you're spending on. But every month, it's really good to sit down and do the books, you know, look over where are your dollars going. Set a fund, right? Put the fun in fund. So you don't feel deprived, but at the same time, you stay on track. So limit yourself. Put in a specific amount that you are willing to dedicate towards just having fun. And automate savings. This is the third tip here. If you put at the end, you know, let's say your paycheck comes monthly or every other week, and you say, I'm putting $50 into my college savings or $100, whatever the number is, if you automate that and it automatically goes right into another account, you know, most banks have free accounts that you can create. You know, if you want to create a little savings account here and there or whatever, it's typically free. And if you automate it, you don't even miss it, right? All right. And student discounts. Did you know that your student discount right now can save you a ton of money? Have you looked at your cell phone bill lately? Have you contacted your cell phone and said, hey, I'm a student. I would like the student discount on everything. Car insurance, your cell phone bill, any reoccurring fees, even with Amazon, you get student prime if you have a student email. So as long as you guys have emails, which you all do as California Community College students, if you use your email, you will get a student discount. Try it for everything, right? I have an educator's discount with my college email with my Verizon bill. Okay. Kid you not. Use it. And, you know, Benjamin Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned, right? So if you can save $5, $10 here and there, you know, in today's economy, it really goes a long way. All right. And borrow, don't buy textbooks when you can. I know right now there's a lot of, you know, free textbooks. We've moved towards zero cost textbooks in a lot of colleges. Libraries have different, you know, books that you can borrow. Renting is typically cheaper. I'll tell you a little secret. I use a website called Deal Oz. I use Deal Oz and it saves me tons of money whenever I have to buy a book. I can search all kinds of books. I can find older editions for like pennies on the dollar. Deal Oz. It is an awesome site. And again, it's going to save you a ton of money. It scans all of the online sellers from eBay to Alibris, all of them, right? Chegg. And it'll give you the cheapest used, the cheapest new, and the cheapest rental. I highly recommend it because that will save you some money. In this segment, let's take a look at breaking down a UC financial aid package. And I have a sample one included in my handouts that is from last year, and it's with a student who had an SAI of minus $1,500. So this was a student, first gen, low income. It was very typical of the students that I see. So this was a student that had financial need, and you can kind of look at it and look at some of the terms that I'm talking about here, but your financial aid is going to come out in spring. You will get a financial aid typically in March, April, right around there, April, actually, I'm sorry, because you have to decide May 1st for the SIR date for the Cal States and June 1st for the SIR date for the UCs. SIR is Statement of Intent to Register. So you're going to have to commit, right? That's another way of saying commitment day. You're going to have to commit either May 1st or June 1st. So your financial aid packages will come out at least a month before that. So let's go over some of the big terms. Grants. Grants are free money. These are, you know, these are funds that you don't have to pay back. So think Pell Grant, Cal Grant. Those come directly out of your FAFSA or your California Dream Act. And the UCs give out UC grants as well. These are transfer student grants and things like that. They used to call it the blue and gold. That would be a tuition grant. That's tied to your Cal Grant. All right, scholarships are also free money. These are often merit-based. So I would definitely be applying to as many of these as possible. We already talked about that in the scholarship episode, but some of them are included in the application like the UC application. So you may see a transfer scholarship in your UC financial aid package. Loans. This is where it gets tricky. There is both subsidized and unsubsidized loans. And so these are through the Department of Education. These are federal government loans. I had my own kids take the subsidized loans. Okay, this is where the government covers the interest while you are in school. And unsubsidized loans, the interest starts accruing right away. So borrow carefully. I will say that the government loans do have protections on them that private loans do not. So for a federal student loan, if you are in school, you are not repaying that. If you go to grad school after, you can defer it. If you're unemployed, you can have it deferred for a certain amount of time, right? So there are protections on federal loans versus private loans. Private loans would be something that you would get from a bank, you know, your bank. Typically, banks don't really care if you're unemployed or if you are going to grad school. Whenever your loan is due, you need to start paying it. So talk to your financial advisor, talk to your financial aid offices. Personally, I did not have my kids take any private loans. All right, student aid index. This is the number that shows how much the government thinks you can contribute towards your college costs. It's also known as your SAI. It's really important to know that. And I told you in the last episode on scholarships to print out your student aid index. All right. Cost of attendance. This is the tuition, fees, housing, food, books, transportation, all in one number. So when you look at your financial aid documents, it's going to have the COA, the cost of attendance, and it's going to base your financial aid package based on how much it costs to go there, right? They always estimate high for that. On my daughter and my son's COA, it was always higher than what it actually ended up being, but they don't know how you want to live. How you want to live is going to dictate how much it's going to cost. So if you want, you know, a single bougie apartment or something like that, you may be paying a lot more than my kids who had the very Spartan dorm. All right. Because my philosophy was you're not there to be at a country club. You're there to get good grades and get a degree. Right. Okay. Where to get accurate costs. So for housing, and I want to tell you, I am very biased towards living on campus, especially as a transfer student, especially your first year. I love living on campus, and there's so many benefits to that. Socially, your connectedness to the campus, it's huge. Also, you know, when you look on campus, so living on campus may seem pricier, right? If you compared to like the on-campus cost to the off-campus, you think, oh, I can do this for so much cheaper on my own. It may seem pricier, but it often includes your meals, your utilities, and no surprise bills. If your roommate leaves, if you have a roommate as a transfer student, and there's a lot of transfer options. You can have singles, you can have roommates. There's family housing at the UC campuses. So I've had single moms take their kid and have a double. So basically, it may seem pricier, but you're not tied to that apartment like you would be with a roommate, right? So you're not on a lease for the entire year. If you're on a lease in an apartment and one of your roommates leaves, you're still having to pay that bill, right? Because your name and your credit are on there. Or if you don't have enough credit to get an apartment yourself, your parent or your co-signer is on that. So I don't know. I feel that it's a lot safer to live on campus for that first semester until you can really gauge the community where you want to live, who you're going to live with, and to really make sure that that's a solid plan. Off-campus apartments might look cheaper, but if you factor in, you know, internet, utilities, and all that stuff, it could actually be more expensive. A quick pro tip here, call your campus housing office, talk to current students in the Facebook or Reddit groups to get real numbers, all right? Now, my story here in terms of delayed gratification versus instant gratification and good debt versus bad debt, right? So good debt is something in which the value increases over time, right? Versus bad debt, if you purchase something and the value decreases. So let me give you two examples. The first one is bad debt. When you buy a car, the second you drive off that lot, the value goes down. Even if you bling that car out, you paint it, you do all kinds of stuff, the value is not going up because it's now a used car. If you buy a huge television on sale from Walmart or Costco and you take it home and a month later you're like, you know what, I don't really need this big TV. If you're outside of the return, they're never going to pay you the retail value for that. And if you try to sell that you know, online or whatever, no one's going to pay you the retail value because it's used. So in that regard, that's bad debt because the value of what I purchased is going down every day, right? Versus an education. So good debt is something in which you have increasing values. So if I get a college degree, that's going to pay off throughout my life. The value of that's going to go up. My income's going to go up in addition to all those other things. You know, college degrees are not just all about the money, money, money. College degrees, typically, people with college degrees typically have better health, better relationships, more positive outlooks on life. And when the economy goes south, educated folks typically have a quicker and easier time finding another job, right? It gives you mobility. It gives you all of those great things, but it also increases in value. And education is something that you can't take away. You can't take away someone's bachelor's or master's degree. So in my case, when I went for my master's degree, it cost me about $30,000 and I had to take out student loans and it took a couple of years. I got a teaching credential and all that stuff. Was it scary? Absolutely. Was it worth it? Absolutely. Why? Because education is one of those few things that grows in value over time. I make so much more over my lifetime than if I just had a bachelor's degree. So basically, this keeps paying me back with better jobs, higher income, and personal growth too. I think I'm definitely happier than I would have been if I just had my bachelor's degree. So I hope you see that you, in terms of education, you're on a continuum, and the high school diploma nowadays is kind of, it's a diploma, it's not a degree. Everybody has a high school diploma. Bachelor's degrees are becoming far more common. So a lot of people have bachelor's degrees, right? As you get into the workforce, you realize a lot of people have bachelor's degrees. And nowadays, for a lot of fields, masters are your next step. But definitely worth it for me. And I really encourage you to invest in yourself. Think of it as an investment in your future, right? All right. So here's your action step. Set your budget now. Set a monthly savings target today. This spring, when you get your financial aid package, adjust your budget for next year and keep applying for scholarships year round. Don't wait for deadlines to sneak up on you. Your future self is going to thank you. All right, in closing, budget is not about restriction. It's honestly about freedom. Freedom to say yes to the opportunities that matter the most. And I really look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to dive deep into personality. All of my personalities. All of them, you know. Finding out who you are and how it impacts your transfer journey. Hey, until then, remember, every dollar you save today is a vote for the life you want tomorrow. Take care, and I'll see you mañana.